It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
We discussed something yesterday, and I was thinking about it last night, and I want to expound on it here on the air. And we were talking about Pete Alonso, and I felt last year there was probably like 15 to 20% of Met fans that were done with Pete. They think he's a doofus. That's their words, not mine. They don't like the Donnie Diesel or the air humping or the fact that he's in the home run derby and he acts like he's like the Karate Kid when he's getting ready for it and he's really intense. It's like a Bonnie Tyler music video with the pink headband and the guy likes the home run derby. Who cares?
Right.
You know, like
it's like old school baseball player.
Yeah.
It's like kid baseball player still. He's still got that what you felt as a kid playing baseball still in him.
And
what's wrong with that?
And I say this, he's got the guts to do it, and he's not afraid to fail. Yeah. There's other guys, maybe that play in the Bronx, that are afraid to fail, and that's why they're not in it. So I give credit where credit is due.
Could you leave Aaron Judge alone?
Well, you know,
Judge went and dominated it. He dominated the home run derby in a way that has never been dominated. And he said, I'm good. That's what you call mic drop, Tommy.
No, that's a guy that wins the Fantasy Football League one year and then quits the next, and he doesn't give anybody else a chance to get their money back. That's what I call that, and we all hate those people. So I would say the number of Met fans that hate Pete Alonso has grown. I think it's probably closer to like 40%.
Hate? That's heavy, man.
They're done with him. They just don't like the antics. They point to things like batting average. They think he's, you know, declining at first base, and guys that brought their cousin to prom with the metrics are going to tell you that he's a declining first baseman. He's not. Watch him play every day. His defense has gotten better. He's going to set a career high in doubles this season. The homers will be north of 30 like they always are. He might even get the 40. He even told you that yesterday, and I have no problem with him being confident in that spot. But there are people now that don't think he's clutch, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we as fans, we need that nail to hammer, right?
Right,
and forever,
yeah,
it was Lindor. Nobody liked the thumbs down.
It's funny how you put that.
Yeah.
They need the nail to hammer because they have a hammer.
Yep.
And they want to hit something.
Correct.
And so somebody or something's got to be the nail.
Yep. And it was Lindor for years because of the contract. I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that he dyes his hair and his ears are pierced and he's not a ball player. I think a lot of people have hatred for him and his contract and the thumbs down and all that stuff. So now that hatred for Lindor has moved to Alonso and he's the nail. So yesterday we brought up the fact, Teek, that Pete Alonso, if he plays his entire career with the Mets, and guys that play their entire career with one team, especially New York, it means something.
Mm-hmm.
You played your entire career with the Giants and now we take calls all the time. Tiki, we love you. We loved watching you. Not kissing your ass, but, and I speak for me and Sean, we grew up, we loved you. You were our favorite player. Like, you were the Giants to us. So, you hear Jet fans talk about it. Teak, we love you. But, I don't have to tell you this, you lived it. It wasn't always like roses with with Giant fans, Tiki, when you were playing.
It was a lot of boos that I would get over the years, especially during the fumbling years. And like, it's almost right in the middle of my career. Right, we had some good things. Like, we went to the Super Bowl in 2000, and that 2002 season was also a good one. Obviously, ended horribly for us in that wild card game out in San Francisco.
Yep.
But in those, right around that time, I had a fumbling issue, and it wasn't pretty, man. I didn't fix it until Coughlin came. That was my last 3 years. So basically, 7 of my years of my career, it was like, oh yeah, he's really good. Yeah, but I hate him. Oh, he's really good. Oh, he's a liability. Oh, he's really good. We can't play him. He can't hold on to the football, right? So, but I think over time, that's what we were talking about yesterday, because I've stayed here,
yep,
that problem got fixed and I became consistently good. Like, you almost forget about it, right? You almost forget about the negativity because it wasn't like I was somewhere else when I fixed it. Uh-huh. I was here the whole time. Yep. And so it just becomes part of the whole story as opposed to a stopping off point in the story. And I think right now, Pete Alonso is at a stopping off point in his story. And now if it ends, so like free agency, he's gone, he goes someplace else, and we're at the stopping off point in our story with Pete Alonso, meaning our fan story with Pete Alonso, you're going to remember this part.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to remember the negativity.
Yep.
You're going to remember the...
how it ended.
How it ended. He is the nail right now, getting hammered by everybody. And so it brings up... I what you're suggesting is it almost behooves Pete Alonso to stay here and finish the story.
Bingo.
Right? Because if he doesn't, people aren't going to remember all of the good things. They're going to likely remember the end. And that's not beneficial to him right now.
Just think about your career, Teague. I'm just going to give the hypothetical. You're having all these fumbling issues, and let's say you went somewhere else, mm-hmm, had success, fixed the fumbling issue.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom! You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
You wouldn't be where you are. You know what I mean?
Like, no, I wouldn't be sitting in the seat.
That's what I mean. Like, think right about everything that has happened to right you, like post-career and right all that.
I wouldn't want to live like the rest of my life in New Jersey and in tri-state area. I wouldn't want to be around here.
Right. Jersey Hall of Fame, mm-hmm, future Hall of Fame in the NFL, giant legend, all that stuff.
Yeah, Ring of Honor. None of that stuff would have happened.
Would have happened.
You're right.
But at the time, I'm sure you were sitting there going, man, these guys, you know, I'm trying my hardest and they're, mm-hmm, booing me and all that stuff. And if you would just have left, it would have just changed everything.
Yeah.
So
it's an interesting dynamic. And I don't know. So football is different, or at least back then it was, because the money wasn't nearly, it wasn't like, all right, I'm getting so much money, I don't even care.
Right.
Like, my grandkids are going to be taken care of. I'm making so much money. And so that becomes a factor. But I don't think my agent, Ethan Locke, who was awesome. He was a nerd like me. He just crunched numbers and, Tiki, you're comparable to this and this and this. So, like, that's how my deal got done. It wasn't, Tiki, let's think about the emotional toll of leaving.
Yeah.
Let's think about uprooting your family. It was just kind of rote. Like, I know you want to be with the Giants, and this is what I think you're worth. I crunched all the numbers, comparables, etc. This is what we're going to ask for. And it went relatively smooth. Whatever, it is what it is. But today, and especially in baseball, where the top players like Pete Alonso are going to break the bank, it's almost a forgotten side of the story that, you know, the story matters.
Yes.
It becomes money.
Legacy, too, here.
Right. Legacy, the story. When I say story, I mean legacy, right? That matters, but with especially Scott Boras, you know what number one's going to be.
Yeah.
Money.
Yep.
And that might be a disservice to Pete Alonso, especially his legacy as a Met.
Yeah, and I'm sure Pete, if you gave him some truth serum, regrets hiring Scott Boras, especially the way things have played out here. I'm sure he wishes he never did that, because Scott Boras is in Anaheim, and he's sitting there like Pete Alonso is his son, and he wants his son to hit, you know, bat fourth and play first base. It's just a bad look. But I think it's important for Pete. I think it's important for the Mets. I think it's important for us, the fans, for Pete to finish his story here, hit 500 home runs for the Mets, be a lifelong Met, be part of a World Series, be part of the turnaround. That should be important for all of us. It should not be about turning on this guy just because we need a nail to hammer.
Yeah, but
this is when we need him the most. This is when he needs us, and right, vice versa.
But here's the thing that I would advise Pete, if I could, that it feels like some of the Met fans, I don't think it's all of them.
No.
It might be getting close to the majority, as you're alluding to, but some of the Met fans are hammering him right now and crushing him and making him feel unwanted.
Yeah.
But that is temporary. That negativity is temporary. It doesn't last.
No.
Especially when you're a good player and you know you're going to eventually turn the corner from whatever this, you know, tiny melee is. It's not a big one. It's not like he's mired in defeatism right now. But this little bit of negativity is temporary. It'll go away. But the only way it's going away is if you're here for it to go away. Right? It's like if you go someplace else and it goes away, it doesn't matter. All they're going to remember is we loved hammering Pete Alonso and drove him out of town type of thing.
Yeah, and I just think that, look, if he continues, I think he's going to heat up. I still think he's going to put up 40 home runs. But if he continues on this path, the Mets are going to get a good deal on Pete Alonso. I think it will relieve a lot of the stress that Alonso is probably going through right now, because I think deep down, Pete Alonso wants to be a Met. He wants to stay here. He loves being in New York. He loves being a Met. And once this all gets resolved, I believe he will be back to what we saw. I think he's going to be back there anyway, but he definitely will, and everything will be forgiven. And that's why
I love being a Met.
I just don't like the negativity that's surrounding him. I understand you need a nail the hammer, but I mentioned it with Tiki, and look where Tiki's at right now, and look where Tiki is amongst Giant fans, Jet fans, all fans, Cowboy fans called yesterday and said how much they love Tiki. So it matters to play your entire career with a New York team. Now, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. We started the show by saying, I believe positive, Tommy. The Mets will be playing in October. Don't make any vacation plans. This is a playoff team. They proved it once again yesterday. Off the bad weekend. The pit stop in St. Louis. They pick up a win. Now Colorado. This team has not let go of the rope all year long. I believe in them, and you should as well.
I feel like we've all been taught to be scared of the sun. Avoid it. Reapply constantly. Cover up immediately. But recently, I started questioning that. The sun actually plays a role in things like your mood, sleep, and hormones. So I'm not avoiding it anymore. I'm just more intentional about what I put on my skin when I'm in it. A lot of conventional SPFs are filled with things like hormone-disrupting chemicals, seed oils, and synthetic ingredients. So I started looking for something simpler. That's what led me to Primally Pure's SPF. It's super minimal, only 9 ingredients, using non-nano zinc, plus really nourishing things like tallow and mango butter. I've been using their sun cream, and it honestly feels more like skincare than sunscreen. Lightweight, not chalky, and just easy to wear. So if you've been rethinking your sunscreen, Primally Pure is one of the best places to start.